Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining me right now, we've got our friend from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Cold. I am wearing socks with my Crocs this morning.
But don't you live like in South Florida? How can it be cold?
It's cold enough for the iguanas to fall out of the trees.
Oh, well, you've got a good point there. But it is good to talk to you. We'll get through this little cold snap, I'm sure. And you have information that has to do with the under 21 long gun repeal. That was, the law was put into place by that Stoneman Douglas thing. But tell us about that.
So this is the fourth year in a row that it has been introduced in the House to repeal the under 21 purchase ban. Representative Tyler Soroy is this year's sponsor. The first committee hearing is the Criminal Justice Subcommittee this coming Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. And GOA, Gun Owners of America, will be there to testify in support of this bill. And again, our argument is very simple. If you're an adult at 18, you should be able to exercise all of your civil rights, including the Second Amendment. But it's especially hypocritical when the state's argument is that someone under the age of 21 doesn't have the mental faculties to own a firearm, that's their claim, but they let someone be a cop at 19 and carry a gun for the state and use up to lethal force to enforce gun control. Doesn't that seem hypocritical?
Well, it kind of reminds me of a, traffic cop on a motorcycle pulling you over and writing you a ticket for failure to wear a seatbelt.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's, look, the... Why do they want to stick with this? Why don't they just reverse it back to the way that it was? Is there any statistic that says this law has prevented something heinous from happening?
This law has done absolutely nothing except violate the rights of hundreds of thousands of Floridians and has disarmed a very important class of our citizenry. I mean, look, as a father, I want to make sure that my daughter, when she's 18 years old, could legally own a firearm. Yes, I could give her a firearm. I could gift her a firearm. But there isn't that situation for every 18, 19-year-old, especially living in the bad parts of town. You know, they move out, they go to school, they get a job. They're living in the bad parts of town. They should have a viable means of self-defense. And not everyone has a loving parent that's going to give them a firearm, say, hey, here you go. You know, some of them are going to come from anti-gun homes, or they're just going to come from a situation where that's not financially possible for their parents to do that. So, and on top of all of this, we're talking about a civil right here. No more, no less. This is a civil right, and their rights are being violated.
I mean, I get it. You know, especially with men, their brains aren't completely wired till they're 30. But that's a whole nother question, because, you know, there's so many things you can do at the age of 18, like join the military, where I would imagine part of your training is going to involve firearms at some point.
Again, you could join the military at 17, you could be a cop at 19, and you could enter contracts at 18, but you can't have a viable means to defend yourself. And on top of all that, the state of Florida will issue a CCW permit to a military veteran or an active duty service member if they're under the age of 21, but they won't let them purchase a firearm. That's insulting.
Oh, wow. You can... I've got something concealed here. I can't tell you what it is, but they won't let me have a gun. Wow. Let's move on to the next subject we wanted to talk about, and that is campus carry. What's going on in the Florida Senate? There's always a hiccup there, it seems like.
Well, 2 days ago, the Suwannee County area, you had the town hall meetings. Senator Corey Simon was there, and he was asked by a GOA member, a gun owner, where does he stand on campus carry? And Corey Simon's answer was, I'm an FSU alum. You know, there's been two mass shootings on campus. Clearly, we don't need campus carry. You know, I'm sorry. The fact that there's been two shootings on campus when it's already a gun-free zone, that proves gun-free zones don't work. Imaginary lines don't stop criminals, because newsflash, criminals break the law because they're criminals.
I don't understand that. That could be his answer. And were people in the town hall like accepting of that? Did anybody mention it? They go, hey, if somebody was there who is legally in possession of a firearm, may have been able to stop one of the bad guys.
That was specifically brought up, and Senator Simon, you know, a Republican lawmaker, said, well, I don't agree with you on that.
Yeah, I guess it's a case, as Simon says. Usually that's not the rules America plays by, but so this thing is the campus carry thing just kind of stalled, might not go anywhere.
Once again, we have a Republican supermajority that's Republican in name only, and it's a supermajority in name only.
Yeah, and, we've warned people about that just because somebody has an R behind their name, you better really do your homework, especially as you roll up to, you know, toward the primaries, that you better know, is this person really a conservative or Republican? Where do they really stand? And you got to do your homework. Tell me about, there was a letter asking Pam Bondi in regards to the 1934 Firearms Act. Can you tell me, give me the long and short of that one?
Well, the short of that is very simple. As you know, we filed our one big, beautiful lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the NFA. Representative Clyde, who was the original bill sponsor to repeal the NFA back earlier this year, He drafted a letter, and a number of lawmakers in Congress signed on to tell Pam Bondi, do not defend the NFA in court. Our intention was to repeal the NFA. Then you had the Senate parliamentarian pull shenanigans, saying it wasn't germane, stripped it from the bill. So our intent was to repeal it. Thus, we are telling you the intention of Congress was to repeal the NFA. There was a political chicanery played. We don't want you to defend it in court. We want this defeated one way or the other. And the only lawmaker from Florida's congressional representatives, out of 20 Republican lawmakers, only Representative Byron Donald signed on to that. Yet we have a number of Republican representatives in the House that claim they're pro-gun. Byron Donald is the only one that signed on to that letter and said, hey, the NFA is unconstitutional. I want it repealed.
I just hearken back to the old school movies with the gangsters and such, and the Tommy gun, and how, you know, local cops were at such a disadvantage. Does that have any bearing on this modern day?
None whatsoever.
Well, I like that. And we always appreciate talking to you, Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America. Stay safe and warm, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Definitely, brother. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Yeah, and watch out for falling iguanas. Saying.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.